Hello? Hello? What do you want?
What's it mean? What way is that to talk?
Oh, Mother, I was talking to Farzad on the phone and I thought it was him. I'm sorry.
You get into a fight?
No, man, it's nothing.
I brought you some ash.
Thank you very much.
It's
Mother,
going to get cold.
Sit down for a minute. Mother, do you remember once you said you'd marry Dad because you felt sorry for him?
Me? When did I say such a thing?
Man, that time you were yelling in the stairway.
Well, so what's your point now?
Do you regret it?
Regret marrying your dad?
No, regret marrying me. Of course I mean Dad.
Yes, well, sometimes, but, well, most of the time, no.
What time is it, yes?
Is it any of your business?
Huh? I'm just worried about you. Are you happy right now?
What's happened that my happiness has become so important to you?
I want to know if you're happy or not with your life with the person that you married because you felt sorry for him. That's all, Mother.
It wasn't just because I felt sorry for him, anyhow. Well, after 35 years, is it even important anymore?
To me, it's important, Mother.
Huh? How come?
You know, I'm worried about you. I mean, you have to...
I have to what?
You have to be happy. You should feel good.
I'm very happy and I feel just fine. It's just that I have one huge regret.
What is it, Mother? Tell me and I'll help you.
I love you so much, but you can't help me.
How come?
Why couldn't God have made you just a little bit wiser?
How come?
Because it would have made me feel a lot happier. Your ash is going to get cold, darling. Goodbye. Who was it?
Give me air. Why are you looking at me like that?
Who's Kimia?
How many Kimias do we have? Kimia Mahmood's daughter. She's coming here.
Wasn't she in Paris?
She's been back for a month.
Why did she come back?
Does a person have to have a reason for coming back to the place that they were born?
Where is she now?
Tabriz with her aunt Akdas.
When is she coming?
She'll be here tonight.
Tonight? Who invited her here?
What do you mean, who invited her?
Well, after all these years, what does she want here?
Tamina, are you all right? She's coming to see her uncle.
Well, where was she up until now? Why did she think about seeing her uncle all of a sudden?
She wasn't in Iran. What are you so upset about?
I can't tolerate her.
Eh? How come?
You know very well why.
Oh, man, what's that story got to do with this girl?
Everyone in that family is stuck up. They're all pleased with themselves and intolerable.
In fact, she doesn't take after her mother at all.
Who said anything about her mother?
But that is what you meant.
She's not coming, right?
No.
But you'd like for her to come.
Tamine, what are you talking about? I didn't expect it from you. Tamine, please, she's coming here. Yeah? After 12 years, be kind to her. Be good, will you? Please be good.
I'm not unkind to her if she doesn't get on my nerves. But if she wants to start acting that way, that you know very well and I know very well, then we won't be able to get along.
Kimia is my and Sharam and Shadi's cousin. When my uncle divorced his wife, she went to Paris to continue her education. My uncle went to his father's house in Tabriz and stayed there. Now Kimia has come back, but I know this return and her coming to our house is going to lead to a lot of stories. Because...
I don't trust you that much either. Take me with you. I've done a lot of work. No, little one. Better stay so the family won't be alone. The hope of this family, the future of the family depends on you.
Farzad, can we go to the movies tonight?
It's nothing
Where?
Important.
Let's go to the movies.
Oh no, I got a really great movie. I just got it today. Sit
no,
down
I don't
watch.
Want to. I'm bored. I want to go out.
But don't you have a guest tonight?
What's it to me? Am I the one that invited her?
Oh. After 12 years, your cousin is coming to your house and you want to go out? It's not right.
Dear, we haven't gone out in a long time. I want to go out. Yes, and I'll get the children ready now. Children, get ready. We're going to the movies.
Yay,
well, why'd you ask
movies.
Me then?
Mom, will you buy me some chips?
Yes, of course I will. I don't like it at all. that Kimya is coming, I really, truly hate her. Ever since we were kids, me and Kimya were rivals, and I always came in second place. I wanted to beat her up, but she was always stronger than me. Somehow, we were always being compared to each other. And she was always the one that was ahead. A lot of time has passed now, and I'm just realizing that time only keeps bad memories hidden. It does not wipe them away. The truth is, these bad memories...
What bad memories?
Why are you standing here and reading things I'm writing?
No, I didn't read it. I heard it.
Oh.
Well, yes, you were talking out loud. It's natural that I would hear it.
I can't believe you're standing here and listening to these things that I'm saying.
And I really can't believe that you'd hate anyone that much.
I do not hate her. I just don't like her.
Well, that's the same thing. There's no difference. Anyhow, that was during childhood. It's all over and done with now. Now your parents made a mistake and maybe they compared the two of you. That poor thing probably didn't want to be compared with anyone either. Just like you, that you don't like to be compared with anyone.
She's not like me at all. She's not like me at all. Don't you ever say that again. The last time I saw her was 12 years ago, and back then she was going to France. She was bragging to me about going abroad and continuing with her education. Now, that's not important.
Well, what's important?
Nothing. Forget about it. Well, when we were children, she would beat me up and I wasn't as strong as her. And then my dad, instead of scolding her for beating me, would scold me for getting beaten.
Ah, well, that's just it. Your dad probably wanted you to learn how to defend yourself, you see.
Like that?
Well, yes. After all, it's your dad. He's old-fashioned. Back then, that was the way to do it. Like now, the way to do it is those ways, you know, so...
Why are you talking to me like this? Why are you trying to teach me a lesson? Am I Sara?
No, I'm not trying to teach you a lesson. But why are you trying to destroy me right now? Am I Kimya?
Farzad, I do not want to see her at all. I don't want to see her. Just get ready quickly. Sara, Nima, are you ready?
Oh.
Yeah. I told you 100 times and I'll say it again. I showed you to my mother. Both of you came out of your high school and both of you were wearing blue clothes. My mother made a mistake and went and asked for Tarane's hand for me. I didn't want Tarane at all.
Yes, well, you're saying that because they didn't give her to you.
Tamine, for goodness sake, don't start the stupid 30-something old argument again.
Then why does she always count you as one of her suitors, my dear?
How should I know? Maybe it's to show that she had more suitors than you.
And then that extra one has to be you.
No way, man. That was just a mistake.
You know what it is? I never liked her from the start because she always bothered me and gave me a hard time at school.
Oh, but it seemed like you were really close friends.
If you could pay attention, then you wouldn't have to mix the two of us up.
Man, I don't mix you up for the 1,000th time.
Then she became Mahmud's wife so she could be close to me and be able to bother me more and make me angry.
What do you say, Tamine? Why would she do such a thing? She'd destroy her own life just to make you angry.
Didn't she do it? Didn't she destroy her life by divorcing Mahmud? They just enjoy seeing other people suffer.
You're really starting to talk nonsense now, Tamine.
You know, when I told her that your mum went to ask for her hand by mistake and I was the one that you wanted, do you know what she said?
No.
She said that she'd get her revenge.
On who?
Both of us.
Let's suppose that what you're saying is true. What's it got to do with Kimya? Tarane is Tarane and Kimya is Kimya.
Yes. Kimya is Tarane's daughter.
Oh, stop it already, Tamine. She might get here at any moment. Forget about the past. A blacksmith did something wrong in the city of Bulk. And in the city of Shusta, they cut off the head of the coppersmith. Forget about it. Be kind towards her.
I heard she's become just like her mother.
In what way?
In every way. Her looks, her appearance, her attitude.
I mean, hey, it's her. For goodness sakes, please be kind, all right?
Why did you hang up the phone? Why do you sulk like a little child, Sarah, Nima?
It's because you don't have any common sense, and when someone says something proper to you, you don't listen.
What on earth? I came to consult with you.
But there's nothing to consult about. Does a person go and marry someone because they feel sorry for them? Don't you think in the future, when she finds out you just felt pity for her, then she'll get even more upset and worried?
No, I'm going to go and look her in the eye and tell her I won't marry her because I don't like her.
Oh. Now, you don't need to say it like that. A bit more gently, a bit more tenderly.
But man, I'm the one that brought the subject up with her, and she's into it. Then as we talked, I realized she's not the one that I want.
Well, you made a mistake. But even if you go and tell her right now, it's still not too late. She's not a child. I'm sure she understands a lot more than you do.
Doctor, you're absolutely useless.
You don't deserve for anyone to be nice to you, Sharam.
If you don't act nice, then my entire family will drop dead.
Your whole family doesn't even deserve it.
There's a thin line between hatred and pity. Sometimes they switch places so quickly that you wouldn't believe. Sometimes you hate the person that you're being compared to. Maybe one of the reasons that I hated Kimia was the pity others would show when they compared me to her. Kimia ate her food, but Shiva hasn't eaten hers yet. Poor thing. Shiva still doesn't know how to hold her spoon properly. It's all right. Don't give her a hard time. Some of these sentences always remain on a person's mind. I can't fool myself. I hate Kimia. That's all.
You weren't able to overcome a phase in your childhood. The blow that your mind received from being compared to her has to be repaired by recreating it. Maybe I'm making it too hard, but in my opinion, in order to overcome this crisis, you need to relive those days again. Of course, this is just one method, and I don't know, it might be impossible to do, but sometimes it can be effective. I don't know if it's possible for you to recreate those days again or not. Is that person still around? What are your own circumstances?
Whatever gets on your nerves, just get rid of it, my dear. Regardless of who it is, really. A person comes into this world to live, to enjoy life, and to be happy. Why should a person make themselves suffer? You can't fix everyone. Even if you see someone's getting on your nerves, just get rid of them. It's not important who it is, whoever it is.
Oh, you unfaithful girl. Didn't you think that we'd miss you a lot there? I'm your uncle. You just left for good.
I missed you a lot too, Uncle. I really did.
You look so much like your mother. You look just like her.
Thank you.
Are you happy?
Well, why wouldn't I be? Who could be better than my mum?
Yes.
Kimia, dear, go ahead and tell me, how was Paris? What did you do there?
Paris is a nice place. I did my studies there.
I'd really like to go to Paris once.
Whenever I'm in Paris, you can come and stay with me whenever you like. It'll be my pleasure.
Oh, dear, your uncle's just saying something. One time we wanted to go to Syria and a war broke out. Now all that's needed is for us to go to Paris. All of Europe will be turned to rubble.
What you said was really funny.
What I said was funny? What do you mean?
By the way, Tamide, why hasn't Shiva come? Go and call her.
Shiva and the others went to the movies.
The movies? What time is it for going to the movies now? Didn't they know that Camille was coming?
My dear, Shiva has a family. She can't just change her plans for our sakes. The doctor took them to the movies.
The doctor?
Masood. I mean Farzad. Your uncle really has a problem with Farzad being a doctor. Since he hates being sick so much, he doesn't like to have a doctor next to him. Instead of being happy, he's upset.
They probably didn't know when you were coming, otherwise they would never have gone to the films.
No, you know. In fact, I told them.
What does that mean?
It's not important. It's probably not important to Shiva that I've come. I think she still doesn't like me, unfortunately.
No, my dear. Shiva likes you a lot.
Tamine, I think Uncle's right in a way. To have a doctor always next to you is a little weird. It makes you think that you're sick. Right, Uncle?
Yes, Camille, dear, yes. Of course, Farzad's just a general practitioner. It's really a long story.
Oh, so he doesn't have a specialisation? It's strange. Right now, 80% of doctors have a specialisation, huh?
Hello! Look who's arrived!
Oh, Sharam! How are you, you psycho? You're really grown up. You look like a real man. Can't believe it.
Even a tree grows. Never mind me.
Masood, come here a minute.
You're still crazy. That's good. Let me see. Tell me all about what happened with you.
What is it?
How is it?
He's good.
How long is she staying here?
What does it mean? For as long as she likes.
Oh, didn't you hear her? She's constantly talking back.
All right, forget about it. What do we have for dinner?
I'm so happy to
see you. Ash!
Well, you saw for yourself. I didn't have time to prepare food.
It's not important. We'll order takeout.
Oh, for her to turn around and say I didn't know how to make any food.
That would be very good.
We're not shy with each other. We can have Ash for one night.
You make Ash once every 10 years, and it has to be exactly tonight?
Such a delight. I work in the theatre, too.
It's not like someone important has come.
Here you are. My mum gave me all of these to bring to you guys.
Oh, thank you
very
much.
Well, I really miss Taranez cooking a lot. The good old days.
What a suck up.
Is this jam?
Yes, it's acorn jam. And
acorn?
Pastries.
Oh.
Can you make jam from acorns?
Yes, it's really delicious.
But Kimia, what on earth are you doing? Why did you bring all these things with you? I mean, there are pastries and jam here.
This is different. Where can you get acorn jam here?
And here are some piroshkis. Those old ones that Uncle Masood likes.
Well, thank you so much. Well, just look at it. Mmm, so delicious.
Oh, huh? My dear, what if it's spoiled on the way here?
No, Tamine. I tried it first. You want me to bring you one?
It looks really nice and delicious. Can I eat one too?
Of course you can.
Good thing they just had dinner.
Well, give me a dear. What are you up to now?
The truth is, I was supposed to become an entomologist.
Oh, why is she looking at me?
But, well, I gave up on it halfway through my studies.
Oh, poor thing. Why'd you give up on your studies?
Was it too hard? You couldn't handle it?
Yeah, well, if you want to know the truth, I couldn't handle it. I only had 1 year left of my studies, but I gave it up.
Only 1 year?
Auntie, does that mean you're illiterate?
Yeah, an illiterate dummy.
My child is so funny. You know, your poor mother and father, they spent so much on your education, it must have cost them a lot, right?
They're really upset with me.
Well, if my daughter ever did such a thing, I'd never mention her name
again. No, mother dear, there's no way I'd ever do such a thing, never.
So what do you do now, Kimia?
Right now, I write crime stories.
That's terrific. So you're a writer?
I have a blog.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Ah, bonjour, mon chéri. Ça va? Thank you so much for calling me on the telephone. excuse me. Just excuse me for a second.
You know, she speaks French really well.
Yes.
Excuse me, but she was there for 12 years.
The French language has a beautiful sound to it.
Yes.
It's as though the person speaking is in love. Even when they're talking seriously, it sounds like that. Shiva, why didn't you learn French?
I needed to know other languages, and I do.
I don't know. I just really like the French language. I'm telling you, it's really a beautiful language.
Father dear, how many countries even speak French? Only 3 or 4. The entire world knows English.
Shiva dear, this time I agree with Mr. Javanbash. Look. French is really nice. When someone's speaking French, even though you don't understand it, it still sounds really nice. But with other languages, even if you do understand...
They say it's really hard. It's not easy at all.
You see, Mum, Dad's comparing me to her again.
I constantly feel like Taranay sitting in front of me. We have to do something so she leaves soon.
I'm not in the mood for her at all.
This is a compilation of my short stories that have been published.
Oh, that's terrific!
You wrote these yourself?
Of course I wrote it myself. I wrote it myself. And of course, with all this help from Monsieur Sepin.
A snake?
A snake?
Yeah, it's the main character in my stories.
Oh. Looks so real. How do you make it?
How did I make what?
A snake. The snake. It looks very real.
Well, that's because it's real.
It's real?
Nima Sarafazan, let's go home.
What is this? It's really ugly. Look, if we get married, we'll get divorced. No, it's bad to say that to her. Look, I just don't like you, if that's even worse. Yes? Hello? How are you? I'm fine, thanks. Yes, I'll be there in an hour. Yeah, I'm wearing the white coat you like so much. Yeah. Huh? No, I'm not coming alone. I'm coming with my cousin Kimya. Yeah. What's that mean? Why should there be a relationship between me and my cousin? No, man, she's just our guest. She comes from Paris. I can't leave her alone. I'm bringing her. No, I'm bringing her. You'll see her when she gets there. Goodbye. Nothing's even happened yet and she's already nagging.
Then the three of them fell down and we laughed a lot.
What's going on? What happened?
Good morning. Tamine, come and see what the delicious cake Camilla has made.
Hello, Tamine. Shall I cut you a slice?
No, I don't like cake. By the way, what news of your friend?
Which friend?
I mean the snake.
Oh, the poor thing's been confined in a box in the room. I'm sorry about last night.
Yeah. What is this?
I'm going out for a while. Take care.
Kimia.
Yes?
From now on, please don't do any cooking here without my permission. I don't like it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you'd get upset.
And don't try to act like an innocent girl so much.
You're right. Being an innocent girl doesn't suit me that much, does it?
Look, I know these games you're playing very well.
I really love you a lot, Tamine.
That's not necessary.
Oh, she's in a really bad mood.
Hello?
Hello? Shall we?
You well?
Yeah, I couldn't be any better.
Look, my mom was just joking.
She was very serious.
You know, she's like that in the beginning, but after some time passes, she gets better.
I'm fine, all right. Mm. Let's go.
It's really delicious. Mm.
Where are you going?
Nothing. Kimya wanted to go and see Tehran, so I figured I'd take her to the old streets and bazaars and show them to her.
Why are you?
Who better
going?
Than me? Safe and serene, a companion she knows, and I know all about the history of Tehran. Let's go.
I love you so much, Tamine.
I think that niece of yours has some thoughts in that head of hers.
Are you giving that child a hard time again? What do you want with her, man? She's come here to stay for 2 days and you keep giving her a hard time.
You're really naive. You're worse than your son.
Are you giving me a hard time?
She's come to stay for 2 days. She's come to never go back.
What are you saying? Have you talked to her? Have you seen something from her?
I'm a woman. I see some things that you can't even see in your dreams. Just remember when I told
you. Just let it go, for goodness sake. You just keep sitting there and coming up with things for yourself.
I'm not the same Tamine now as before. This time I won't be fooled.
She knew I was scared of snakes. Then she'd go and put those plastic snakes in my bed. At night, she'd talk loudly about snakes so that I'd get scared, and then we'd get in a fight and she'd beat me up again.
That's how they are. She's become just like her mother. It's like an apple's been cut in half.
Mom, she's just like she was back then. I'm going to say something to her.
Besides, I seen something from her, and I just hope that I'm mistaken.
What?
I think she's come up with a scheme for Sharam, and that's why she came here.
Mother, the things you say. Does Sharam require scheming? Even if you insist, no one would go after him.
Oh, why are you saying that? Don't you know them? The entire family goes after naive people. Don't you remember your uncle? Now all we need is for Tarine to become Sharam's mother-in-law.
And Kimia will become your daughter-in-law.
I, for one, will not allow this marriage to happen.
Now where did the two of them go together?
They went so Sharam could show her Tehran.
It's a good thing she was only gone for 12 years.
Oh, you're naive. Tehran is just her excuse. She just wants to trick Sharam, that devious little snake. She wasn't enough, so she brought another one along like
her. She could have at least let one day pass.
I won't allow Sharam to destroy his life. This time I won't back down.
You shouldn't back down,
Mommy,
either.
Mommy, Mother dear, is my drawing pretty?
You know, Mom, you're right.
Mom,
she's always
just look
scheming
at
about
it.
Something, yes?
What is this you've drawn?
It's a snake, isn't it?
No, a snake is not pretty. Get going now.
That poor, simple child of mine, he thinks whoever comes his way is his guardian angel.
Mother dear, Sharam has always been the way he is. I don't know what's happened that Kimia likes him all of a sudden. That's what's strange.
In fact, these days, the more harmless you are, the more they come after you, because everyone's so malicious. Who can you find that's more naive than Sharam? Kimia is just like her mother. She never does anything unless it's to her advantage.
Yes, you're right.
Shiva, if we're not careful, it's going to be too late. We have to open up our eyes and our ears as well.
شونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو